Dr. Mangia, M-A-N-G-I-A, dictating report of consultation on patient Onelia Tercios, first name O-N-E-L-I-A, last name T-U-R-C-I-O-S, date of birth 5/18/1956, referring physician Paul Warrock, W-O-R-O-C-H, first name Paul, NPI 108-308-1392, address Riverside Internal Medicine, 432 Broadway, Bayonne, New Jersey, 07002. Dear Dr. Warrock, W-O-R-O-C-H. Thank you for referring Ms. Onelia Tercios for evaluation and management of positive R. PR in capital letters, period. New paragraph. As you know, patient is a ...65-year-old female who is referred for infectious disease evaluation because of positive RPR 1 as to 2, period. Patient at this time has no symptoms referable to syphilis, period. Patient states that she was treated 37 years ago in El Salvador. In addition, new period. In addition, she states that her husband was tested positive at that time. Has also been treated. I cannot verify the history at this time, period. Past medical history is negative for any other sexually transmitted disease, but positive for high blood pressure. Her medications include Losartan 50 milligrams PO daily, hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 20 milligrams daily. Family history is non-contributory. Review of systems, negative for visual disturbances, weight loss, chest pain, cough, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. Physical examination reveals well-nourished, well-developed female, awake, alert-oriented, blood pressure 130 over 70, pulse 76, respiratory 18, temperature 98, height 5'2", 162 pounds, head normal, ears normal, nose normal, throat normal, lungs clear, heart is 1, is 2, abdomen soft, not tender, extremities, no cyanosis, no clubbing, no edema, skin, no rash. Neurological examination is unremarkable. Labs reviewed, cultures reviewed, serology is reviewed. Impression, positive RPR 1:2 in a 65-year-old female who was treated 37 years ago for syphilis in El Salvador with at least 3 intramuscular injections of benzathine penicillin as per the patient, period. There's no evidence of active ongoing infection. The patient has been advised to have her husband retested, and a repeat RPR will be drawn at this time. Because of the positive titer and the length of time between initial infection, I have advised the patient to do quarterly serology testing for at least 1 year so as to verify that this is truly a zero fast syphilis entity, period. No specific treatment was authorized, was offered at this time, period. New paragraph. I suspect that this is an asymptomatic female with previous history of syphilis who was treated in El Salvador and is currently serofast carrier with no evidence of active disease, period. In order to adequately evaluate, patient will need quarterly serology tests to document serofast status, period. New paragraph. Any results of serologies will be forwarded to your attention, period. Patient has been encouraged to follow up with you to discuss these recommendations, period. If you have any questions or comments, please call 201-521-1100 and I will return your phone call promptly. Sincerely, Anthony J. Mangi, MD, FACP, and Education.